Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 6th of July of the year 2020, and on this date in 1189, Richard the Lionheart was crowned King of England. Richard was famously called the Lionheart because after being stabbed in the heart by an infidel, he had a heart transplant from a passing lion. Despite the common misconception, actually it was a human heart. The lion performed the surgery, not the other way around. Your guest today on the podcast is Josh Gondelman, just back from launching his most recent app. I read the press release, but Josh, I'm not entirely sure what you're trying to sell with this app. Could you pitch it to me?
That's actually kind of the point. We're here to sell whatever. You know how people call Amazon the everything store. This is the whatever thing store. So if you give me money, the app sends a human person to do the thing that you said, regardless of whether it's physically possible, legal, or even desirable. People have called it Postmates for Total Anarchy, and I say thank you.
Well, coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in tech news, including your most recent launches. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, a statement from Melania Trump. In response to questions about whether the despair that arose during coronavirus lockdown with poverty-stricken people with no savings or safety net in America meant that for those who couldn't afford to retreat into middle-class jobless sourdough baking, the confronting reality of inequality in lockdown became impossible to ignore and contributed to the rising rage about social inequality and racial tensions that has been spilling over into street violence in the United States of America, Melania Trump has made a statement saying, if they can't afford to bake sourdough, they should bake artisanal brioche or take up the French horn before retreating into her palace of gold. Economists and historians foresee no problems. And NASA scientists have announced a troubling signal that is emerging from New Zealand, directed towards the vast empty reaches of the universe. The mysterious octopus tribespeople of New Zealand have hitherto been thought to be operating with fairly primitive technology, but let's be frank, that's just an assumption we've all been making because they don't wear many clothes. So few of the diplomatic envoys sent to the island have returned, and those who have refused to speak about what they saw. The new signal, in combination with Tentacle Hour, which is the hour of television that appears on all channels at 6 p.m. whether you agree to it or not and puts viewers into a fugue state of which they have no memory, are beginning to make it seem like the octopus tribespeople have more going on technologically than we have up until now suspected. Stay tuned for updates. Josh, have you had any communication with the octopus people of New Zealand?
We've been communicating. You know, remember recently I had so many arms, just as a kind of a, I had said at the time that it was an attempt to optimize arms, which in part it was, but also it was kind of an appeal to the octopus people of New Zealand. I was trying to show that I could meet them on their level with a lot of arms, and it went pretty well. I haven't figured out how to exploit their octopus needs for profit yet, but I'm still working on it. It turned out my personally having 8 arms was not an assistance in that. They found it condescending, and yeah, they didn't care for it. And they tore several of them off my body. And of course, you know, now I'm down to one arm coming straight out of my chest, but 2 hands so I can still type regular.
Thank you for that. And a study has emerged by historians suggesting that most people in history were pretty awful, even the ones you think were good. Some concern has arisen among people who would like there to be goodies and baddies throughout history, as there is in fiction. But those people are also not that great if you scratch the surface. So there we are. When asked whether this means we can't judge anyone anymore, Master Historian Thrubius Thunderblatch said, "No, that's stupid. You just need to accept that things are multifaceted, and a reasonable approach to history is to learn both good things and bad things about major figures." Thrubius Thunderblatch has recently been fired. And that's all the time we have for the news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because sometimes you might not feel great, but remember always that you are valuable. You're a target demographic. Hi, if you're a luxury brand trying to figure out how you can convince anyone to buy or wear your stupidly expensive products during these troubled times, do I have the product for you? It's starting to feel like encouraging people to carry your flashy handbags or uncomfortable shoes is a little bit on the nose as people become more conscious that so many of the divisions in our society are caused, exacerbated, or expanded by capitalism's tendency towards monopolies and wealth inequality. Here's our suggestion. Try shutting down your stupid business and coming to GeoGaia's Holistic Retreat for Corporate Heads. GeoGaia's Holistic Retreat for Corporate Heads will remove you entirely from the world and swallow you in luxury so that you never need to worry again, and also no one needs to worry about you. GeoGaia's Holistic Retreat for Heads. No one will ever hear from you again.
Actually, this is a point of kind of awkward contention for me. I was involved in a long legal battle with the Retreat for Corporate Heads because I, you know, I don't talk about this much because it's not kind of the brand of my business, but I sold a line of corporate heads, which are sex dolls from the neck up that you can keep in a desk drawer just to blow off steam between meetings. And so obviously you can see there was kind of a disambiguation necessary at the time, and we lost in court, but the battle's not over, as I'm fond of saying, from my lair beneath a volcano.
And if you're a satellite saboteur trying to throw off the orbit of a satellite by a couple of degrees, try half a glass of liquid water. Half a glass of liquid water is sufficient to sabotage an entire satellite and comes at a low, low cost. This ad brought to you by Alice Fraser, Satellite Saboteurs, and Half a Glass of Water.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, tech news brought to you by the tech billionaire himself, Josh Gondelman. Josh, what is happening in the world of tech?
Well, this is a big time. There's a lot of unrest and a lot of protest in the world, which I think is very important. That's what my PR firm told me to say, is that I think it's important that people are using their voices to be heard. That's the company that my PR firm wrote for, every company except Ben and Jerry's, who I think their statement said, burn down every police station. But I'm no stranger to being protested. People often storm my volcano. There's a movement in America largely to defund the police, which I salute, because then I can use my more ruthless private security force with impunity and no police will stop them. The new tech trend is facial recognition, I think. Governments are using them to recognize protesters, right? Because the government needs to know who's mad at them. They just want to know. So far, my facial recognition technology, you know, it's not quite where we want it. We can get it to the point where if you're watching a movie and you're like, is that Amy Adams? It can be like, that's Amy Adams. Or if you're waving on the street, if you're like on the street and you're about to wave to someone, my facial recognition technology will be like, you don't know that guy. He just looks like Tim. so that's where I've gotten mine. What I've had more success with is facial obfuscation technology, right? If you don't want your face recognized, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, the traditional stalking over the face, that's classic. But what I've got is kind of a holographic projection that makes your face slightly less recognizable. This is the entry level price, right? For only $19.99 per month, you can have facial obfuscation where when people see you, they go, did you do something with your hair? Or are those new glasses? And it's just, you know, it throws people off a little bit, gives you a little time to maybe run away or something. And then for the premium tier, that's $75 a month, your face will be replaced holographically with the face of John Travolta or Nicolas Cage. And that app, of course, is called Second New Face On.
Well, of course, the stalking over the face technology is extremely wasteful unless you have two heads.
That's true, which, you know, I'm working on genetically engineering a person to do that just for stalking efficiency. It's a charity that it's my nonprofit that we bioengineer people with two heads. I'm kind of a philanthropist.
Yes, but that's sort of a matter of, you need the network effect for that to really kick in, because up until that point, having two heads, even if you're concealing both the faces on it, is still sufficiently significant that if you're performing a bank
it's
robbery, they can probably track
that
you
is
down.
We need kind of a density of two-headed genetically engineered people such that it's no longer, well, I guess the notes I've gotten were unsettling or deeply upsetting or what? Why? Dear God. So we're trying to ameliorate those effects.
Yes, and also the problem of sort of the cloning effect, which is that for a long time you'll have your normal face and then a baby version of your face.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's so annoying because, look, it's a little tacky to say, it's a little gauche to say, but nobody wants some idiot on their shoulder, right? And that's the problem with a clone that's attached to your head. It's like, look, I'm in my 30s. I can use the stove. That's the chief benefit, really. I've got a lot of stuff going on that my dumb baby head is just catching up on, where I have to be like, that's our mom. Like, you know, when we're visiting family and it's just it's the whole thing. So we're trying to get the heads to be the same age, which is the big problem.
I mean, that does sound like the big problem with that incredibly questionable enterprise. Thank you so much, Josh.
Oh, the ethics are dubious at best. And at worst, well, I haven't opened the emails from The Hague, but they've got some pretty harsh things to say, I imagine. They don't just email to see how you're doing.
Yeah, if it's not illegal yet, it's only because they don't have horror movie writers writing the laws.
Yep, and that's a market inefficiency that I've been exploiting.
Well, that's all the time we have for the top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and this episode's sidekick, that's you today, Josh. How do you feel about being called a sidekick?
You know, it makes me feel good because of the Motorola sidekick phone, which I used to have one in each pocket for one that the government knew about and one that they didn't.
Well, this is a serious journalistic question about a serious journalistic issue. According to this writer,
no comment.
Is there any causal relationship between the striking feature of the bugle bird and the portrait in profile of the disembodied voice you used to introduce the podcast? Best wishes, Otis. All right, Josh, for a little bit of backstory here, there's a voice that introduced the podcast that a lot of people find familiar, but apparently it's just a guy who works in a shoe shop somewhere in the north of England. So not at all famous, not at all successful, not at all a man
who's
on television.
Sounds like a popular shoe shop.
Yeah. Well, people seem to find this man very, very recognizable. And so they write in these incredibly boring and annoying questions. So Otis, all I have to say to that is, I don't know. I don't care. This is the wrong universe for this kind of bullshit. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. You too can write a real dumb question to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day. What else have you got to do with your life? Your guest today on the podcast was Josh Gondelman. If you enjoyed him on today's episode, you'll enjoy him back at episode 106 or episode 111 or episode 172 or any number of other episodes. Look it up yourself. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, sure. You know, if you want to see what I'm up to in a different dimension, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh Gondelman, G-O-N-D-E-L-man.
G-O-N-D-E-L-man. The Last Post is a Sunday.
That's how I say it sometimes. and nobody gets that it's Method Man.
The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special is available on Amazon Prime. It's called Savage. Or if you don't want to pay for Amazon Prime, you can find it as an audio podcast by looking up the Alice Fraser Trilogy. It's also got another two shows in there as a bonus, and that's free. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. G-O-N-D-E-L, man. G-O-N-D-E-L, man.